Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
We now go live to Skype, where we have Jason and Katie broadcasting from Mackenzie's new bedroom, which is their
expectant daughter.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Hello.
So how much time do we have until the baby is going to be arriving?
28 days or sooner. 28 days or sooner.
Give or take.
So do you have a lot to do before the baby is here?
We got to deal with a lot of clothes right now.
What do you mean by that?
We got to fold them and organize them, and I got to move some stuff into our garage. That's about it. We're making moves with it.
So, Mackenzie got a lot of new clothes?
She has a ton of clothes.
Probably more clothes than I do.
We can just use and throw away. We don't even need to clean them. I'm serious.
Hello, Extreme Bits.
Yeah, hey, this is Zach from Culprit calling in.
Zach from Culprit?
Culprit, yeah.
Hey, Zach, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks. How you guys?
Good. We are live on the air. I'm Eddie, and we have Chris here.
Hello.
And Jason.
Hello.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much.
Not much, man. Just doing our thing. So your band, Culprit, I guess you guys are... you guys are from California, correct? San Fernandino Valley.
We're from Los Angeles area.
From the Los Angeles area. What are you guys doing tonight?
We're actually playing a show in Hollywood. We're just loading in right now to what seems like a very small little venue that we're playing for the first time out in kind of East Hollywood area.
Oh, okay. Now, is it... what's it called? The venue.
The place is called Amplify.
Amplify, okay. How many people?
We're playing with some. What's that?
I was gonna say, how many people do you think will show up?
Well, the venue seems to be about an 80 person cap, so it's a very intimate night, I believe.
Very.
We got some friends of ours joining us. Some friends bands. From around the area.
That's
so
cool.
Should be a great night.
Well, if you happen to be in the LA area and you want to check these guys out and you know the venue, head on over there.
Yeah.
What time do you think you'll be taking the stage?
Around 8:45, I think, is what we were told. Although that might be around 9:30. We're not sure yet.
All right. So
we actually received a piece of paper that said set time, : ask James. So, and we're still trying to find James. We don't know who James is.
That's the beauty of small venues. Is that
we're putting the pieces together.
Yeah.
At the moment.
But roughly, you got about 2 hours if you want to make the show. Sounds like right.
Yeah.
Give or take.
So online, I've come across a lot of things that say you guys are notorious stoners.
That is, that's true.
And I came across one blog where a blogger was talking about...
We are somewhat known for that over here.
Someone, not the whole band? Because what I've read is that the whole band are stoners.
The whole band. Well, we have a new guitar player moving out here from Pennsylvania who is younger and maybe not as privy to our habits. But
you guys are in California.
Pretty much the whole band.
You guys are in California, and I assume you guys all have your medical marijuana licenses, and you guys are partaking legally. So keeping that in mind, how much do you smoke per day?
That's good.
I don't know. I mean, it varies. I guess I buy an eighth, like a week.
So how many? What is that? What does that equate to per day?
Like how many bowls?
Like 3.5 or something.
Okay. 3.5 bowls per day. Gotcha. Are you a fan of the Wake?
I don't know.
Are you a fan of the Wake and Bake?
What's that?
Are you a fan of the Wake and Bake?
Uh, On weekends, occasionally.
Occasionally on weekends. What do you do when you wake and bake?
What do I do when I wake and bake?
Cartoon.
I don't know. I like to troll this website called Anyone Up lately.
Yeah, we've been
checking that site out.
Right, we've been checking that out too. We've had a few bands lately. Tell us about that band. Now, when you go on that band, have you seen any naked chicks that you know yet?
A few, yes. We haven't seen too many of our friends on there, but you know, maybe a couple people here and there that we're acquainted with.
Yeah, who have you seen on there that you are acquainted with?
Maybe a couple girls that, you know, met here or there.
Yeah, banged.
Parties or...
Hang on, we have some breaking news. Hang on, let's go to our newswoman, Megan. What's the breaking news? It's from the L.A. area. Go ahead.
One of the Googled cars that drives itself committed suicide and got a car accident.
What do you mean committed suicide?
I mean it crashed itself.
Was it being piloted by the Google apps map system?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But I know it crashed.
More details are coming through. Thank you for the breaking news, Megan. So anyway, let's get back to, we're talking with Culprit, and it's the name of the band. They're playing tonight in Hollywood. So you guys occasionally have found a few chicks that you know on isanyoneup.com, which if you're not familiar with this, it's basically a place you can go to. It's like a huge database of naked groupies and band members, and like, Their pictures have been leaked to this website one way or another, whether it's like an angry ex-girlfriend or an angry groupie or whatever. But so who have you guys seen on the site? Like, exactly. Do you want to name some names?
I don't know. I mean, we've been seeing all kinds of stuff about, you know, other bands that we've, you know, learned over time or whatever, learned about. Not too many people we know.
What do you think is the the message to take away from that? I mean, like, would you guys still?
I don't know if there is a message. I mean, we just kind of have we have good laughs when we look on that site.
Do you guys continue to sext girls after going to that website, knowing where?
No, definitely not.
Yeah,
definitely not.
You know, my whole theory on that is that in the 21st century, everybody's going to wind up naked on the internet at some point.
What?
So you might as well just get ahead of the curve.
I'm sorry, what was that question?
He wasn't laughing at you. Well, something happened in the background that was funny, I guess.
Sorry about that, guys.
What happened back there? Because Chris thought you were laughing at his joke, and apparently you weren't.
Oh, no. One of the guys is laughing at my answer, and he thought that you guys were asking us if we were ever going to be on Is Anyone Up, and my answer was definitely not, but you were asking me a different question.
Now, have you had any relations with any of the girls you've seen on that site?
What's that?
Have you or any of your bandmates had any relations with any of the women or chicks on isanyoneup.com?
No, actually.
But you know of these chicks. You maybe have seen them.
Right, yeah, something like that.
Now, come on. Let's get to the bottom of this. You have had relations. Don't try to dodge this one.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it is. No, we haven't, actually. Not as of yet. I mean, we haven't seen anyone on there that we've, you know, been with before. We've seen, you know, acquaintances and girls that we've known on Facebook or met at parties or whatever, but
did you ever know
that's
that they
pretty
were,
much the extent so far.
Did you ever know that these girls were band whores before you saw them on that site?
Yeah, one of them actually, a friend of a friend that lives in the Valley area near us.
Notorious band whore.
Right, yeah.
Fair enough. All right, man. Well, let's hear some of your music, and we can talk more about your band, I guess, and band whores. We have Strangers here. It's the name of the song. Anything you want to say about it?
Yeah, actually, that's one of my favorite tracks. A lot of fun to play. It's one of the tracks we probably spent a lot of the time, you know, writing. Probably spent the most time on that song.
Okay, as you listen to this song, keep in mind that this band, everyone in the band is a huge stoner. And I think if you listen to this with that mindset, you kind of listen to it a little differently, and you might appreciate it in a different light.
Interesting. Cool.
It's Culprit on the Extreme Bits Radio Show. It's Adobe Radio, music that doesn't suck on the phone. We have a band member from Culprit. What's up? You want to reintroduce yourself to everybody listening?
I'm Zach, and I play bass in the band.
Zach, you seem like you're the most vocal person as far as interviews go. I see, like, especially in your press kit thing, you're quoted the most. Do you talk the most out of your band?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, we're all trying to get, you know, better at doing some of these interviews. We've just recently been doing, you know, more, I guess, on the regular. So So we're getting better at being a little bit more vocal. I don't know if I'd say I'm the biggest talker, though. Travis is pretty loud.
Travis, yeah, he's the vocalist, right?
Yeah.
Now you're the bassist, and you have an EP out called Analog, correct?
Yes, sir.
But you guys also have an EP planned for 2012, which is kind of a risk because, you know, the world's ending and all.
Yeah,
Big risk.
Shit, who knows? Can't stop the ruckus.
Jason here.
Gotta do our diesel.
Jason here is planning for 2012, aren't you, Jason?
Yeah, we sure are here.
Do you have any?
You got a bunker and everything.
You have any tips for Zach?
Actually, I kind of have an idea for Zach. Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Yeah.
All right. So my idea is that for the year 2012, instead of saying you're going on tour to venues and stuff, you should call it a bunker tour because the end is near.
The bunker tour?
Yeah.
I like that.
Isn't that sick?
I could get behind that.
Right? That'd be a good thing.
Since you guys are playing small clubs, that could work.
I might be our tour.
That could be the angle on playing the smaller venues. They're like bunkers.
Yeah.
It's.
I should get some royalties for that.
Yeah, if you make any money
we're
off of that.
Find a bunker tonight.
Find a bunker and pay Jason.
Yeah, please pay me. I have a child to support now.
All right, Zach. That's Zach from the band Culprit. Thanks for being on the show, man, and best of luck with everything. If you want to learn more about the band Culprit, they're on Facebook.com/Culprit, Twitter.com/Culprit. Their website is whatisculprit.com. And all right, thanks, guys, and good luck with the rest of your tour and your EP and all that good stuff.
Have a good set.
Thank you so much, man. Take care.
All right.
Thanks.
Hear the latest Extreme Bits interviews and podcasts at extremebits.com.